Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you bore?
Hello, Pastor Brandon here of our readings for March 11th, 2020. And it's Wednesday, which means it's the underground day. If you have a student between the ages of grades of 6th and 12, we invite you to join us in the underground tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be an awesome night as we continue our series throughout the Gospel of John as we finish up chapter 3 tonight. But in particular, that's not what we're listening to this podcast or I'm making this podcast for. We're doing this so that we could read the Word and seek Him together as a family of families. Today's readings come from Psalm 35, 11 through 18, Exodus 18, 7 through 19, 9, and Matthew 23, 13 through 22. Psalm 35, 11 through 18. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good. My soul is bereft. But I, when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed on my chest. I went about as though I grieved for my friend or my brother. As one who laments his mother, I bowed in mourning. But at my stumbling, they rejoiced and gathered. They gathered together against me. Wretches whom I did not know tore at me without ceasing. Like profane mockers at a feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will thank you in the great congregation. In the mighty throng, I will praise you. Exodus 18:7 to 19:9. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare and went into the tent. Then Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians of Israel, for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them in the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, because in this affair they dealt arrogantly with the people." And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and sacrifice to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses, his father-in-law, before God. The next day, Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood around Moses from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God when they have a dispute. They come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make them known the statutes of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone. Now obey my voice. I will give you advice, and God be with you. You shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God, and you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws and make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you. You will be able to endure, and all this people also will go to their place in peace. So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And they judged the people at all times. Any hard case they brought to Moses, but any small matter they decided themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went away to his own country. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain. While Moses went up to God, the Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourself have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you out myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak to you, and may also believe you forever." When Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Matthew 23:13-22. "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much of a child of hell as yourself. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it, and whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it." This is the word of the Lord in our readings for March 11th, 2020. Today, I first want to turn us back to our Matthew passage. This is the beginning of what's known as the seven woes of the Pharisees. Jesus is pronouncing seven proclamations, and they all begin with woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Woe, woe, woe. And we could do seven, but I think you get the point. Jesus is pronouncing these woes to the scribes and Pharisees, and he's trying to explain to them the condition of their heart, the condition of what they've turned their faith into, the condition of their position in the kingdom. And it's not good. It's not good at all. For example, today we read three of the seven woes. The first woe saying they shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for neither they enter themselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. They are becoming a barricade. They are becoming a stumbling block. And then as it goes on, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he has become a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourself. And what Jesus is saying here is pretty obvious, is that they're not actually converting people and bringing them to the Lord. In this particular case, they're converting people and bringing them to themselves. You know, they're making people live like they live. This third and final woe we look at, you know, he calls them blind guides, blind fools. And there's a lot about swearing by the temple or the gold, the altar or the gift. The point is they had lost focus of what truly mattered. They had lost focus of what truly mattered. And it wasn't the gold or the gift. It was the things that made those things sacred, the temple and the altar, but not just objects, not mere objects, the temple as in the house of the Lord, and the altar as in the altar of the Lord. Those are that which were sacred. In our Exodus reading, we also see just this amazing thing happen. One, Jethro acknowledges God for who God is. Blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. Jethro acknowledges the fact that God is God. He doesn't simply acknowledge the fact that God is the only God, which that in itself is a problem that could be worked out. But he sees that God is greater than all gods. And I think this is something that is honored, especially since Jethro then offers a burnt offering and sacrifice to God. And they gather Aaron and all the elders. And then there's something that happens the next day when Moses is having to preside as a judge for all the disputes over the people. And Jethro gives him wonderful advice to appoint the chiefs in the order that he appoints them. And there's something we can all learn about this. So often when we are in leadership, we want to take everything on our own. I know I struggle with this. I want to take everything on my own. I'll carry it all on my own two shoulders. And the reality is, just like we read yesterday, we need the help of other people. We talked about this yesterday in our readings. Whenever Moses couldn't keep his hands up, he had Aaron there. He had people there to help him keep his hands up so that they would prevail against the Amalekites. We need the help of others. And praise be to God, he's called us to a community and not an individualistic faith. He's called us to be part of his ark of salvation, his church. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.